Hello, Tumo. How are you?
I'm well, and how are you, Kathy?
All right, thank you. Tell us about Shaka.
Yes, today we are talking about the heavens, the thunder in the open. He whose fame spreads even when he is sitting. We are talking about Uno Dumehlezi Kamenzi. Bayete.
Nkosi. Right, so Nati. So Nati thinks I'm very funny.
Okay. Let you carry on.
We are talking about one of Africa's greatest military minds.
Absolutely.
And he was the founder of the Zulu Kingdom. So we're highlighting an era between 1815 and 1825. And this was a time when local warfare and forced migration recruited, resulted in the establishment of larger kingdoms. The legendary and internationally recognized, very well-respected Zulu nation was born in this era through expansion by conquest. King Shaka got together or united numerous clans, and he forged a powerful kingdom under a common Zulu identity. The reason why we celebrate King Shaka at the Long March to Freedom is that King Shaka remains one of the most famous military minds, and for his military innovation, including the short spear in battle, bull of the horn formations, and he also organized what is known as age-based regiments, which are known for their self-discipline and military strength.
Sure.
And through the bull horn formation, which was very successful during war, used to surprise and encircle a trapped enemy. So all these things, the formations, the age regiments, and so on, was used by Shaka to establish the Zulu Kingdom and to maintain its identity. And this was indeed the strength of the Zulu people up to this day. And we celebrate King Shaka for this reason and for this powerful, magnificent kingdom that we have in South Africa. We have some myths that I would like to disband about King Shaka.
Okay, Tumo, we're going to have to do that in another time because we're actually out of time. But what I suggest to you is get to Maropeng, go and check out the Long March to Freedom, go and find Tumo Bopape, ask for him by name, and ask him about all the different leaders. Go and learn about history. Tumo, thank you so much. That is unfortunately where we leave it this week. But maybe we can dispel some myths next week.
Great to pick it up again, yeah.
Yeah. Very, very interesting character. Thank you so much.